Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast, your host, Chuck Anderson, and this is the show where we help what we call big impact entrepreneurs, and that's you if you want to make a big positive impact in the world with your products, your services, the work that you do, the messages that you have, and really your mission to make the world a better place. And along the way, of course, making money, and of course, along the way, there are going to be obstacles and challenges, especially when it comes to getting the word out about what we do. How do we make ourselves visible? How do we affect and impact more people? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, because I have an expert in publicity primarily, but a whole lot of other things. And so I have Jill Lublin here with me today. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm so delighted to be here with you and all of you viewers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember meeting you at a mastermind back in 2015, where we were in a room of other big impact entrepreneurs and conscious business experts that we called ourselves back then. So, you know, I know that you know this audience. I know that you've been able to help and make your own impact with them. And so I'm really thrilled to have you here and to share what it is that you can do to help and you know, support this mission. So I think Jill, the best thing to do is let's tell everybody a little bit more about you. Why don't you introduce that part of yourself, and then we'll dive into the topic.
Well, thank you. Well, I've been blessed to write 4 books, all right behind me here, including Guerrilla Publicity and The Prophet of Kindness. And to that end, I now run Media Mastery Intensives on Zoom so I can help people all over the world. And I make publicity doable, accessible, and frankly, affordable. That's always been my mission with high impact, big purpose entrepreneurs. And also I run kindness circles based on my book, The Prophet of Kindness. So that's what I've been doing now. And, you know, like everything, it's all been a journey. And, you know, you take steps and you try new things. And here we are, right? And I'm loving what I do and doing what I love and feel very blessed to speak all over the world. And I've been on stages with Tony Robbins and some pretty big and wonderful people. And I've had also the privilege of working with so many, literally over 100,000 entrepreneurs, as well as some famous names that you'd probably recognize. So it's been a wonderful career and more to go.
Absolutely. Lots more to go. And you know, Jill, what really stands out to me, because I think I met you, it was, let's say, about 10 years ago. I really appreciate in this industry is consistency.
Yes.
Because back then, you were helping people in the same way. I mean, it's probably evolved and you get better and better and better at it. But what I mean is, you see a lot of people in the expert space reinvent themselves every couple years, right? And it's like one time they're doing this and now they're doing something completely different, right? Which is all well and good. I mean, if you feel called to go and do something else, by all means, do it. But I trust consistency because it just tells me that A, you enjoy it, B, it's working for you, and it's working for others as well. And yeah, so you keep doing it.
Yeah. Thank you. I stay
what's
in my
been
lane.
What's been the secret to that? What's been the secret to that? Because you see this in the industry so often.
Yes, I call it kind of the fad of the month, and all of a sudden now they're an AI expert or they were a social media expert or whatever's hot right now, right? And so for me, I know my God-given gift, which is the publicity, promotion, you know, finding the message underneath the message. And I love what I've added in now is the kindness piece and circles of that so that we can all help each other in that spirit of kindness. But I'm going to tell you, one of my secrets to success has been that consistency. Has been stay in my lane, do what I'm good at. And, you know, whether publicity is popular in the moment or now it's popular again, by the way, very popular, people realize the value of it and how important it is. It's always been valuable. It's always been important, you know, but I think, you know, what's been wonderful for me is just stay focused, and this is what I tell people too, consistent and persistent with who you are and what you do. And then it's congruent also, you know, you're not like shifting and changing. And that's, by the way, to say also, Chuck, you know, you need to adapt like everything in life. We adapt. In COVID, I actually reinvented one of my courses into what I now call the Media Mastery Intensive. And you know what? It's better than ever. It's combining more things than I've ever offered. So how good is that? And I'm doing it all on Zoom, so I don't have to travel all around you know, the world, and people can come to me and be served from all over the world. And that is wonderful.
Yeah. And I think it, you know, we're wise to pay attention to what's happening in the world and the way, you know, the way marketing works. I mean, the lockdowns in 2020 were huge for all of us, where I think we by necessity had to take a look at what we're doing. And it was an opportunity to do something different. And I think we're seeing that again right now with AI. AI has, you know, where we, at first, it's kind of like, you know, like I've heard a lot of different opinions. Some people were really excited about it. Some of my more heart-centered friends are like, I don't know if I really like this thing. We're at a point now where it's completely inevitable. We have to look at how do we use this thing. And so, again, so we have the consistency, but we're also adapting to a changing world and a changing marketplace. And what's your approach to that? Because you just said, like, publicity is becoming popular again. Like, what do you attribute to that?
Well, funny enough, an AI journal focused on tech. Now, by the way, tech is not my excellent skill. I know when to hire things out. And I think for all of us, you need to know when to get those mentors and coaches and people who know the great things that they know. But I'm going to tell you, they said publicity is the one thing that AI helps people find you, because it's the same thing, right? You do publicity, you get found. And that's what's true. And guess what? The AI engines and all of that's associated with that, which, you know, it's way complicated for me to explain because I don't understand. But what I do understand is that you are found because you're using AI, and you're using AI will find you because you're using publicity. And that is wonderful. So how good is that, right? I mean, publicity is the kind of strategy that no matter what, it's going to bring you prospects and profits, name recognition, and up-level your expertise. And here's a really important piece, trust in the marketplace. AI can never do any of that for you. And here's, I'll just do a little, you know, caveat here that many of my clients who have, for instance, had AI write their bio, let me just say some things have been wrong. So one of the things I really want you to do is make sure things are in your own voice, right? And that's not to say you can't start an article that way. I love it. It saves time. That's great. You know, and I love people to have articles written so that they can be seen and heard consistently. But, you know, you have to really have it be true to who you are, have it be your voice. And the reality is we can tell. You know, and that it is different. So that's just something I want people to really have in mind. There's nothing that takes place of your congruent message that's heart-centered for you and who you are, that's your impact and influence, that's your words and your language. You know, and listen, wait, when I first did the first edition of Guerrilla Publicity, and we are now in our third edition of Guerrilla Publicity, it sold over 80,000 copies, and that is wonderful. But let me just say, you know, I had an editor and I'm like, that's not my voice. I wouldn't exactly say things like that. So guess what? It's the same thing, right? You have to make sure things are in your voice and who you are and how you communicate, no matter what, no matter who you're working with. And so when I work with my publicity clients, the first thing we're doing is finding a great message. You know, sometimes I'm hired just for that. And that's appropriate because that's where everything starts, with a great message.
So many different directions to go with that. And I just got back from a conference where it was AI everything. It'd be really easy to do that. But I'm going to resist the temptation, because you mentioned your clients. And I'm very curious, what are you hearing from people who reach out to you for the first time for help? Where are they at in their business? What is their challenge? And why are they looking at publicity either as part of their marketing mix or maybe as a shift from what they have been doing and maybe looking at other avenues?
Well, you know, here's the great news. Publicity works at every level of business. I mean, I've had the people in business for 25, 30 years. I've had, you know, 80-year-olds in my media mastery intensive and in my mastermind. Guess what? I've had 28-year-olds and just more starting and launching, right? The truth is, if you're in a launch part, if you've got a new program coming out, if you're an author, speaker, consultant, coach, And, you know, getting your name out there. If you're a small business owner, a chiropractor, real estate, you know, I'm just telling you some of the people I've worked with. Guess what? You got to get your name out there. You got to create that visibility factor, that thing that makes you stand out and frankly get to the front of the line. And the way that you get seen, heard, and paid is by being known and having people go, I've heard of you somewhere. And so that's what I like to call visibility building activities. So, you know, the good news is I've created systems and blueprints that don't take a lot of time, that are easy to do, that are simple, and that with like 30 minutes a week of focused visibility building activity, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be more seen and known. So I have a wide breadth of clients I serve. I definitely serve high impact entrepreneurs a lot. They're very drawn to me. I get people in transition who went from one thing now to another. And how do I get my name out there? Or people who are shy, scared, and like don't really know how to put their message together or feel like they don't know what to say. I remember one woman actually in real estate, and she wouldn't even come on camera with me. By the way, she was beautiful and smart and really accomplished, you know, had a nice career and was scared, you know. So one of the things I know is that building a great message accelerates confidence, and that makes a big difference. Just really knowing your message and then having it resonant, congruent with who you are, huge difference.
Yeah. And so what would you say are some of the first things that you do with clients to A, get them ready for publicity, and I would say also where does it fit in? Does it replace some of their other marketing methods? Does it complement it? Like, where does it fit in with their mission to make a big impact? And people say make a big impact, but you know what they really mean? I want more clients that pay me, right? And so, like, we do want to make a difference in people's lives, but you know, what drives that? I think where I've seen a lot of great coaches no longer be coaches is, you know, we want to make the big impact. We're not seeing it come back in terms of revenue or any sort of sustainable income. And so then they exit, or they just, you know, the hamster wheel of trying different things until it just no longer works. So where does publicity fit in, and what stage of business? I mean, in like the new coach just coming in, or one that's been more established, like where does it fit into the overall marketing mix?
Well, here's the truth. If you're in business, you need publicity. And I want you to think of publicity like a gardening process. We plant seeds and they grow in different times. So I like to have like a 1-year blueprint for the clients I work closely with, and really like, okay, what are we doing now? Happening right now? Where can you fit into the news right now? And then let's look ahead 3, 6, 9, and 12 months. Let's say you have a book coming out in a year, 9 months. Some people wait. Oh, I'm going to wait till publicity, till the book's out. No, you, whether it's a book or you're launching a program or you're creating a new program, everything is about publicity and planning it so that it gets, shall we say, blossoms in the right time that you want things to blossom. And the best time to do publicity is before you need it, right? So even if you're a successful entrepreneur, that's great. We're doing it right now, right? I have a client, let me just say, she went on one podcast and booked $20,000 worth of business. Then she was so full. She's like, Joel, I just can't do anything. I said, you know what? Now is the perfect time, because what you're doing is setting up for success for later. And so we're doing, you know, other podcasts and simpler things for her to initiate. A lot of times I'm working with people's virtual assistants. It doesn't always have to be with them. But one thing I feel strong about, everybody needs immediately, is a great message that you feel confident with, that the media says yes to, and that your clients and prospects say yes to. And an interior designer I worked with, for instance, in my media mastery program, she got the message piece, the formula. She said she went to a networking event and closed $2,000 worth of business. And this is a woman, by the way, that when you asked her, what do you do, before that, she would be, in her words, a deer in headlights. She never knew what to say or how to say it. So one thing I'm big about is you always got to be solving people's problems, right? It's not like, oh, I do this and I do that. It's solving people's problems. And that's really important. And so, you know, whether you're starting, great. Then we start. We start with some important pieces. Like a woman who came to my Media Mastery and Intensive, and she was opening her digital marketing agency, right? And that's great. But I look across the screen, I go, let me just ask you, what ethnicity are you? She's Filipino. And one of my strategies is to use everything you've got. We went out with a story called Stop Asian Hate, which got so much publicity. And on top of that, from a business perspective, she actually made the top 30 under 30 Filipino business leaders. And imagine this, not only, Chuck, did she get a lot of business from that listing, let me just tell you, let me think back, at least 20 immediate leads, 12 of which turned into real clients, yay. On top of that, she had a dream of speaking on stage with Les Brown. Well, guess what? He looked at her all for publicity. He said yes to her. So one of her other big dreams came true. And her whole business really blossomed and burst forth because of her use of publicity. So no matter where you are in your business, we look at the strategy, what makes most sense, where are you now, and what can be created to use, whether it's everything you've got, whether it's tying into a story about today, and putting your business on the map in the news and elevate your trust factor and frankly get earned media, which is what we're talking about. People say, I have heard of you somewhere. I trust you. I know your name. And that is something that no matter what stage of business you're in is important. It's important. And you know, it's different. It's publicity is an evolutionary process. And so I just really want you all to hear that. It's an evolutionary process. Each book I have, it's a different PR campaign. Each launch you might do or some initiative or project, it's a specific campaign that focuses in on that. Maybe it's a bigger story. And, you know, we look to see what's most appropriate for where you're at in this time.
I love so much about that story. One thing that really stood out to me is you mentioned the business that she was in. I think you said digital marketing. But yes. The story headline that you said didn't sound like it had anything to do with digital marketing. It, you know, Stop Asian Hate. So what should we be thinking about in terms of, because I think what I see all the time in the people that we coach and work with in marketing is they're very literal in what, you know, I help so-and-so do this. And I blame the marketing industry for that because we work in templates. You know, I help this target audience solve this problem by using this method or something like that. Very formulaic. But what I just heard was not that at all. Like, you know, how important that is that to get the attention of media? And then also, like, why, like, where should we be thinking in terms of our messaging and maybe not be so literal, but something that has a better hook?
Well, that's exactly what I'm pointing out, that, you know, what I call beat the chest publicity. I do this. Here's what I do. We don't care. You know, when I interviewed Entrepreneur Magazine when I was writing Guerrilla Publicity, let me tell you, Entrepreneur Magazine, and for all of you, that would be a great place. They don't care about exactly what you do. What she told me is we care about what our readers care about. And so I want you to think about, what do the readers, viewers, and listeners care about? You know, that's what you got to give people. And here are two words to keep in mind, value and benefit. And I like to give people golden nuggets. I've been giving them to you this whole time. I hope you're noticing, you know, real things that you can do about publicity. Guess what? You got to be doing the same thing. It's a yes and conversation. If there's a way you can get into media in another way, what's going to happen is you'll still be seen and heard. Google's still picking you up. Google Alerts, by the way, make sure you put your name in Google Alerts and at least one word or a phrase so that when they're talking about fill in the blank, you will know. That's an important, great thing to do immediately. But let me just say, you know, I'm looking at any way you can be seen and heard. I call it the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome, right? Anywhere you can be seen and heard. What's great about that is, you know what happens? People get driven to your website. So I was working with a business consultant. He makes big impact working with speakers and consultants, how to speak better. So we're talking and he said something to his daughter off screen. And I said, oh, you got a daughter? How old is she? 4 years old. I go, does she like hot dogs? Oh, yeah. Guess what? He got featured as a parent for National Hot Dog Day for his daughter. And then you know what happened, Chuck? He drove everybody to his website and increased his web stats by 38% that day alone, being featured for National Hot Dog Day. Now, I say that's great news. And I just want all of you to expand your mindset about what's possible in the area of media for you. And I'm going to tell you much more is possible. I can guarantee it. And I'll just give you another example. There's a woman I work with who is a consultant in communication. And we did great stories about how to communicate more effectively in business. And then when Black History Month comes along, because she's a Black woman, we do a totally different story called, let me just think how the headline that we use. Oh, yes. How to communicate powerfully and effectively as a Black woman in today's times. Now that got her into Essence Magazine, Black Enterprise, and all kinds of other kinds of fabulous issues and publications. Why? Because we shifted the story for Black History Month. Where can you fit everything you've got? You know, Hispanic Heritage Month, International Women's Day. Those are just a few, hopefully to get your head turning. And go check out nationaldaycalendar.com and see what else you could fit into, what other holidays you can make happen for you. It's a great exercise and one that will get you much more publicity quickly.
How far in advance to those things should you start working on that? So if Black History Month is coming up, how far in advance do you start planning the content?
Well, that's where I like you to think about your publicity, not only as evolutionary, that it keeps growing, but like a garden, a publicity garden. And you plant seeds 3, 6, 9, 12 months ahead. That's my usual time frame. And start looking. What's going to get you at Black History Month in February? We start planning, you know, the year before, right? And you don't want to be scrambling. I mean, you can do 6 weeks before, but I prefer longer lead time so that you're not like breathless and that it works quickly and effectively.
Yeah, that's, I think, really good advice. And what I want our listeners to really hear is this isn't something you decide. I mean, you got the best time to start is now. The best time.
Right. Exactly.
Before that was probably a year ago. But if you haven't been doing it, start now, obviously. But also, I think that it's not, don't expect that, oh, you're going to be published next week, right? Unless there are some instant things, but what I, the more proactive, what I'm hearing from you is that the more proactive we are, the easier it's going.
Listen, there are some what I might call exceptions when you get immediate impact. Like I have a former firefighter. She's super, super interesting woman who was one of the first female firefighters in North Carolina. Now she's a coach. You know what she's helping people do? Put out the fires in their business. Very fun. Works well. Yes, and there was a, you know, major earthquake in Turkey and Syria. It was a terrible disaster. And I called her up and I said, you are a first responder. I want you to call up your local news station and talk about what to do in a disaster, what to do in a crisis. And then you know what? She got great publicity and it led them to her coaching business because every time you get media, here's the good news. People are going to find you. You get to lead people to where you want to go and much more elevates your status, who you are, and gives you, well, more things that people can read, watch, and listen to. Regardless of what it's about, your name's going to go higher in all the searches. And that's what I was talking about. Even with the AI, they will find you quicker. Imagine this being easily Googleable. Who thought that would become a verb? And,
right.
You know, yeah, right. And have people find you quickly. And that's what publicity is about, is really having people find you no matter what you're talking about. Because I've seen this happen so many times that you kind of come in one door and you know about publicity, you can go in whatever door works. If it's the side door, if it's the front door, if it's underneath the door, it's going to elevate you and get your name recognition much higher. And that's what's important here.
Jill, I'm pretty sure I could ask you questions all day long about this and we would still only scratch the surface. But this has been amazing and inspiring for me. And I hope that it's been inspiring for our audience as well. And I know that you have some resources that available that can help people on their journey. And of course, we want people to connect with you as well. So tell everybody about the gift that you have, and then also how do they connect you? And we'll make sure all the links are beneath this video and in the podcast show notes so that people can easily connect.
Well, thank you so much, Chuck. So what I've done is created a free action guide. It's super compact and filled with great publicity tips that you can use immediately. Some of the things we're talking about, and even others that we didn't get time to mention. So go check that out. And on top of that, in the free gift, because I like to give a lot, is an opportunity to join me for a publicity challenge. This is like a no-nonsense. We're going to roll up our sleeves, and each day for only 1 hour, we're going to actually talk about a topic and then actually practice it inside of the publicity challenge. So you're going to love that. And that's right in the free gift too at jilllublin.com/guide. So that's a fun one. Go check it out. And then you can find me where all good people go in all the channels. So hope that you, that we get to connect soon.
Fantastic. Now, before I let you go, one more thing, because we would like to do book recommendations here. So much as entrepreneurs, we learn from books. I know you've written several. And so I wanted to ask you for a must read book recommendation before we sign off. What would you recommend, And it could be your book, and it could be another book that's been near and dear to your heart. What do you recommend?
Yes, well, so many, because I'm actually in a book club. I read a book a month, and I read a business book a month every year. So there's so many, but a few. Number one, please, Guerrilla Publicity, must have for your business publicity and to grow your business. So check that out, Guerrilla Publicity. And then another book I love is X is Better Than 2X. I thought that was a really good book by Dan Sullivan, and a great way to grow your business exponentially, because that's really what we're into here, is high impact business growth so that you can influence many more people by your visibility. Makes a big difference.
You know, that book was so good. I've listened to the audiobook version of it 3 or 4 times already, and it's one that I will put into my regular rotation. The concept is really, really good. And I think then the work is, how do I put that into practice? But I love that recommendation. So I think you and I both share a love for that book. And we'll check out your book as well. I, you know, for as long as I've known you, I haven't read any of your books. So maybe it's time to do that. Yes. And for everyone else, I have put the link to that book beneath this video and in the podcast show notes as well. Please go check that out, along with the free gifts, and go attend the challenge. What a great place to start. And Jill, thank you for your generosity and all of that, and just everything that you've shared with our audience here today. And before we sign off, any final words of wisdom or piece of advice for our big impact entrepreneurs today?
Well, first of all, thank you, Chuck. And I love being with you, and what a great interview today. And for all of you, and especially being big impact entrepreneurs, I just want to say to you that your message matters. Your message matters. Getting it out there is important. Being found is key. And I think it's time that we find you in the news. I look forward to helping you.
I think it would be great to see you in the news. And so, great words to end this episode by. Jill, thank you so much. And to our audience, I hope that you've been inspired today to take some action. We're, as impact entrepreneurs, we're so often in the weeds doing the things in our business, and publicity can make things easier, can certainly make you more visible, more findable. And a good friend of mine always says, you don't need to be fixed, you just need to be found. So that Jill is someone who can help you be found easier. So remember, you might be just one collaboration away from that big breakthrough that helps you to make a bigger impact in the world. And maybe that collaboration is with Jill. Remember, there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. So always look for someone to help you and keep moving forward, everybody, and achieve your dream and your mission of making the biggest positive impact in the world possible, because we really need you to do that. We'll see you on the next one, everybody. Have a great day. And Jill, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.